What has been the reaction of the Lawrence School Board, the local school system, to this film?
They seem supportive.
Yeah, most of them seem supportive. We haven't really had much for resistance. Attitudes have been different. It's kind of, we've gotten attitudes from a few people in the district, kind of condescending, like we're causing trouble that they don't want to deal with.
And yeah, I think that's more of just creating more work for them that, you know, wasn't an issue before, but now it is. But other than that, I think, I mean, they're, obviously, if we're getting it out there, they have to do something. Yeah. So I think they're kind of becoming more supportive.
Right. But you have developed allies in the local community.
Our principal is really supportive. So.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's good. On the flip side of that, to your knowledge, has anyone accused you of being traitors? Have you gotten any calls from Bill O'Reilly berating you yet?
That would be awesome.
I guarantee if this film gets any press, you're probably going to be getting a call from his producers because he'd love to drag you up on his show and then yell at you and cut off your mics. But has there been any sharp negative reactions to the film?
Well, I mean, on the internet, on news stories, but really it has to do with politics, and our movie is more of a clerical issue is what we're tackling.
Right.
And so we're not really talking about the war in Iraq. We're talking about the military's coming in here and not recruiting in ethical ways.
Right.
And
But the comments that we did get back on our previous story from Lawrence Journal World on the internet, there were, I think, 93 comments or something. Mm-hmm. And I mean, some of them were really supportive, and others were talking about how we don't know what we're talking about. Yeah. Recruiters have a job to do, and we're not saying they don't. It just seems like everyone's taking this as a really political thing, or we're anti-military when.
Which is totally not our movie at all.
Right.
Which, I mean, it's a little bit of everything, but that's not what we're trying to say, that, hey, this is what's going on and no one knows about it. And a lot of people, you know, I mean, and why is military involved in an education act?
Good question. the Lawrence Journal World comment threads are just a bastion of high-minded political discourse.
Yeah.
Is it true that Robert Greenwald, the director of Outfoxed and other politically charged documentaries, has contacted you or at least expressed interest in the film?
And he told us about
supplied us with a lawyer.
Really?
Yeah, we needed a lawyer because the military is refusing to sign release forms, which are now not necessary, so we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, but he didn't give us legal advice because he's not allowed to do that.
Right.
Because we're not his employers. So.
Yeah, but he basically, you know, told us what we could do, and under the best and fair practice.
The Fair Use Project
is
what it's called.
Fair Use Project.
Anthony Falzone.
Yeah, he told us what we could do with that and if any issues did come up, because we're having problems with copyrights of music and things like that.
But he's not giving you direct advice or help, but it's sort of pointing you in the right direction. Well, that's very nice of him.
And Robert Greenwald said he'd be happy to help us get our movie out there. He's going to blog about the movie and put stuff up on his website.
Awesome.